Hello?
Hey, Dad, just calling you back.
Yes, I called this number. I was trying to get hold of David Laos.
This is David.
Yeah, this is Zach speaking. Well, I was calling you regarding your property at Van Lane Lane. Have you ever thought about selling this one in the next 6 months?
No, that one I just rented. I'm getting a really good rental rate. It's paid for.
That's
It's the
nice.
best property I have in my portfolio, so I'm not going to be getting rid of it anytime soon.
That's cool. All right. So do you own another one in Texas you might be interested in selling?
Not at this moment. I had one that was empty for a long time, but I just got a tenant in there, so that's kind of where I am with that. And no, I don't have anything right at this moment. And
Yeah. No, I'm not talking about right now. I'm talking about by the end of the year or the beginning of the new year, something
if
like
you
that.
wanna, if you tell you what, if you wanna give me a shout, in 6 months,
Yeah.
I may be having to cash out of one or two of these to do another project. You can do
Yeah.
that. The deal is when I if I sell to someone like yourself who's obviously working for an investor,
Yeah.
I mean, you guys aren't paying market. You guys are paying, you guys are getting well-priced sell
No,
properties.
not in every case actually. Well, it depends on the condition and the location. The investor knows much as you, so that's why he's doing that. So I can pass your information, and of course, if you give me the address you're talking about and the condition, and he also buy with tenants, and of course he can give you a call back whenever you like. Would you like to do that?
Yeah, I mean, it's he can do that. I've got the one that I've got, that I would sell, I guess the fastest would be one that I just rented. But and that'll be an annual lease on that. For some instance that tenant took off or I had to cycle them out, which is pretty common, then it would be freed up again and I'd be looking for another tenant months ago and it just wouldn't sell.
That's cool. Which one you're talking about?
It's called the address is 1241 1241 Chevy Chase Drive.
Chevy Chase Drive.
1241 Chevy Chase Drive, I believe the address, Angleton, Texas.
Angleton, Texas. Yeah.
Angleton.
Yeah, and zip code is?
I don't know the zip code offhand.
All right, I'll figure it out.
It's only one Angleton, Texas. It's a
I get
little it's about a 1600 square foot house and it's been a rental house for a while.
Yeah, so this one is vacant right now, right? Or
It's
it's a rent?
vacant at this moment, but I've got it under management by a management company and they have
Yeah.
just been interviewing. They've been interviewing. I think we got an application in now for a tenant.
Yeah, I see that online, exactly. All right, so
So
what we're at.
that's the house, and I mean, I just there are other probably opportunities in that neighborhood if for your investor that could probably get into.
Right,
I
all
don't
right.
think
So I'm
it's
looking to
not
get
one of those
pictures.
ones that's yeah, and
I get.
I can't give it away, and right now it's move-in ready, and I
Yeah.
don't have to sell it right now. But that would be the one in the future.
You consider selling this one in the next 6 months, right?
I was considering it 6 months ago, but I just couldn't get any. I never got any offers or low balls or anything on it. So I ended up just deciding to rent it again. And now that it's kind of been advertised, it's rent ready. I don't need the cash at this moment, but I'm doing another project that's going to soak up my cash in the next 6 months, and I'll probably need some.
So
I'll probably
if
need to
you don't.
look at cycling out of something, and that would be the one out of my portfolio that I would get rid of the fastest if I had to get rid of any of them.
That makes sense.
But
All right.
if he wants to if put me in your contacts, and if they want to hit me up down the
Yeah,
line.
sure, I will do that. But can you please tell me more about its condition? I'm looking through its pictures. It seems like a nice one with 3 bedrooms and 1.5 baths, right? It's in good location. So
it's an okay location. It's good for it's working class family neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got kids going to school, the school's not that far away.
Yeah.
It's working class small town America, right?
Yeah.
And it is close enough to there are people that commute to Houston from there, even though Houston is about 50 minutes to an hour downtown Houston. But people do commute from there. It's attractive because Dow Chemical has a very large facility, if perhaps the largest in the country, right there, you know, in Freeport down the coast. So a lot of the people in that area work at the chemical plants.
Yeah.
So there is an industry down there, which is good because that means there's jobs. You know, it's that kind of, but it's an old neighborhood that's like a 1950s, you know, post-World War II neighborhood.
Yeah.
that hasn't seen a lot of redevelopment, but it's starting to, you're starting to see a couple lots here and there that are being redeveloped, which is a good thing. The house is good condition, but it's not great condition.
So it might need like cosmetics or major stuff.
No, it doesn't need anything. It's completely move-in ready.
Oh, that's cool.
It's not, you know, it's an old house.
Yeah, it makes sense. It does make sense.
Yeah, it's an old house, but it's gotten a complete make ready. It's I discontinued the HVAC system in it, which is kind of it's not a plus, but from a tenant and rental property standpoint, those HVAC systems have been costing me a fortune over the years.
Yeah.
And the tenants don't change the filters.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't make sense in that house to replace the HVAC for central air.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was like a $10,000 project. So I went with professionally installed wall heaters and electric fan force wall heaters and window units for AC. So, and it's really set up for low maintenance rental. The HVAC systems these days are just horrible and they continue to break down and they're very expensive.
Yeah.
And the tenants just don't take care of them. So
that's usually
this is not a high-end neighborhood, you know,
that's
where
what about
you know,
the age
you
of
just
the roof?
Get. What's that?
What about the age of the roof?
The roof is at least 15 years old, easily. So the roof is nowhere close to new. Mm-hmm. It doesn't leak, but it's not a new roof, no.
That's cool. Right. So
it's got like a wood shake siding. The siding and the windows are pretty much original. The floors have been all sanded and redone. I did a lot of floor work. I did about $7,000 worth of floor work recently, and that's what you see in the pictures.
Yeah.
So the floors look great, especially the wood floors and the new vinyl plank floors are good, and then or brand new.
Yeah, the color.
So
of
all the floor,
the
all the
brown and white floor. And white color, and even in the bathrooms, looks nice actually.
Yeah, it's actually it's very clean, functional.
Yeah.
House being offered at $1,295, it's a good rent price for somebody. And let me tell you the problem we've had renting it. So we have high standards. I don't want to say high standards, but we require the tenant to have a 620 credit score. And there's not a lot of folks out there renting that have good credit.
Yeah.
And
you just
want to
make sure that they're going to take care of the property, right?
Well, we want somebody with decent credit, and we also want somebody that in a lot of people these days have big dogs.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to allow a big dog in the property because they just tear up everything.
Right. You're totally
so,
right.
Everybody seems to have pets and or either bad credit. So that's what we've been dealing with. So It hasn't rented fast because of that. But anyway, that's what I can say about it. I mean, that's 100% transparency there. But
you're very smart.
Like I said, in the future, you know, maybe that would be the one out of the portfolio that I would cycle out of, if any. But not to say that I'm going to do that. Once I get cash strapped, I'm probably not going to have a choice. But that's not going to be for another six months or so, or 8 months, because I'm doing another. Building a commercial building now, and you know, nothing's cheap there.
Yeah.
So
you basically need the money for your commercial building, right?
I will in the future, because I think once I build the shell of this building, I may be tapped out and need to access some more cash. But, you know, any of these properties, I mean, I can't give any of this stuff away. I've got to get, you know, some kind of decent enough value. And then for this managed property, if I did sell it, I'd probably have to give my property manager a little commission on that.
That makes sense.
You know,
Yeah.
Because, you know, they've done a lot of work marketing it right now, and I don't want to just snatch it from them and sell it on my own.
That makes sense. All right. So what's the rent?
In fact, I think we have an agreement in place that kind of says, you know, if you sell it, then we need a piece of that action. I'm not sure how it's worded, but I don't really want to do that without taking care of them a little bit.
Yeah, you're totally right.
With a couple percent, maybe a couple percent or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I would have to factor all that in. And then, you know, capital gains tax, because I've never lived in there and all that. So I would have to get a decent price for it. That's what I was saying earlier. I mean, you guys are trying to pick up properties for, you know, that people are ready to sell now and they just want to get out. That's the model. And I know what kind of model. It is, because I'm an investor myself, and you know, it just,
that's cool.
But I do understand that certain locations are, you know, are getting pretty good offers from investors. So, I just don't know if this location would be one of those.
Right. So what's your asking price?
I really have an asking price right now. I know the city appraisal value, for the city, which I protest every year. I think it's around $200,000 is what the city appraisal value is, and that's what I know. But I don't know what the fair market value is, you know, so I don't have an asking price.
That makes sense. All right. So, you know,
and
we got two options, and I would like to know if you might be open to seller's finance or not.
Just 1 second.
All right.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
So seller finance, it's funny you mentioned that. So that was an option that I had offered a few months ago. And it's something else I spoke to my property manager about, is the seller finance option, which, you know, it's pretty attractive to me. You know, I know a bit about that, and it, you know, it can be difficult. There's a whole management side to that.
Yeah.
You know, making sure that the actual buyer is paying taxes, making sure they're paying insurance. Staying on top of that, making sure the money's coming in. And then if they default, trying to get them out of the house and get your property back is a different process than traditional property management for a renter. So for a renter, you can get rid of a delinquent, you know, tenant pretty fast in Angleton. But with the seller finance, I mean, you're essentially kicking a family out of their house. Because they are late or, you know, whatever. So, you know, I like the model.
Yeah.
I do like
the
model, but I would have to hire a management company or, you know, that is set up for managing owner finance agreements.
and making sure that if and when, you know, the day comes that the money stops coming in, then I need to cycle them out quickly. And also making sure that I get enough money as a down payment in order to make sense. In other words, if I do kick them out and go through the courts and I end up paying, you know, lawyers and court fees and all that, and then I get a house back and the house is trashed and I've got to fix up the house too, then I would need a certain amount of money down to know that, okay, I was able to get, say, 25% of the price, you know, up front, and then put them on a, say, 10-year amortization schedule after that, and then I have a company that collects for me who I'm paying. So all that stuff would have to work out, because I personally don't want to manage that money coming in and making sure that they have taxes and insurance paid. You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly. So you basically might be open to sell it for an end under down payment of 25%, right?
I'm thinking it would have to be at least 25%.
Yeah,
because I mean, you know, if let's say just for instance, you know, we were talking about $200,000, that's $50,000 down. And then it would be on an amortization schedule after that for a number of years, perhaps even with a balloon payment. I'm not a finance guy, but I would need to consult, you know, someone on that. And, you know, it could be a five-year, you know, amortization at a certain rate, and then a kind of a balloon payment, which would be paying it off at the, you know, after 5 years. Or we could stretch it out longer, you know, as an owner finance, you know, even a 10-year amortization or something like that, possibly. But, you know,
yeah,
the manager would want a certain percent of that, and treating that like a proceed, you know, from the property.
Yeah.
And I would have to find a management company to look over that and make sure that was done. And, you know, if those payments stopped, I would have to quickly get my property back.
That's kind of
my thoughts right now on owner finance.
Your property manager is working for you for a long time?
This one has not. This one, actually, I had one that was working for me for 10 years, and I had to cycle them out because they were not looking after the property and they weren't communicating well. So I finally had to take that property back and find another property manager. The current property manager is doing a very good job so far. I'm impressed. They've got really good communication and things are going really well so far. Even if we haven't gotten a tenant in there, but we're working hard at it, and they've interviewed a lot of people, showed the property a lot. So, you know, that's going okay. But yeah, if you want to touch base with me in 6 months, and we can talk again.
That makes sense. I will pass this information to my partner right away, who will give you a call back to discuss details. So let me ask you, Mr. Laos, in case you agreed when everything was with my partner, you can sell this one by the end of the year or next January. When do you think you can sell it?
If there's a tenant in there, if there's a tenant in there and they're paying and taking care of the house, then I wouldn't be able to sell it until they leave at the end of their lease.
No, we're not going to break any contract. We're going to buy it with the tenants. That's what I mean.
Oh, you'd buy it with the tenant in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So in that case, it's going to be as soon as possible or after 2 or 3 months?
So you would look at buying it with the tenant and with the management agreement in place?
I'm not sure about the management agreement, but I will ask my partner about that.
What we're getting into then is, I mean,
but
the manager has...
There is a tenant who's going to buy it as a tenant.
I'm sorry?
Of course, if there is a tenant in the property, we're going to buy it with the tenants. We're not going to kick him out or something like that. No.
Okay. Well, we would have to look at, you know, making a payment to a property manager as well, because, you know, again, I'm under contract with them.
Yeah.
in a, quite a detail, and it's not like an individual. It's a property management company that's pretty pretty large company in that area, and they've been very professional and everything. So I would just want to make sure that it's communicated with them and they get their piece.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Of the action, and if I have to do that, and again, if that happens, it's probably going to be. I mean, we're already in July. It would probably be, maybe first part of next year, because the project I'm doing right now, I've got plenty of cash right now in order to get this pretty far down the road.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it's a small commercial building, but I'm looking at starting permitting in another couple weeks and,
yeah,
you know, month and a half permitting, get the permits, and then start foundation and get the trades in order. I mean, it's going to be a while before I'm like tapped out on cash, and I don't really want to, shed any properties if I don't have to.
That's
sense.
So you think you can sell this one in the next, after 5 months, exactly, you know? Yeah. Next January, like 5 months, right?
Possibly. I mean,
if you
guys are, like I said, buying it with a tenant, and then
yeah.
I would have a conversation with, you know, Ken, if the price were right, I needed the cash, and we could have a conversation with my property manager and say, what does this involve? If
exactly.
I end up selling it on my own to
exactly.
an investor, you know, and this would be, you guys would, it'd be a customary closing.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be a customary closing at a title company?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Tell me a little bit about yourself and what you guys do.
Well, I'm just gathering information. My name is Zachary. I'm working with an investor. So if you need any more information, you can give me your email. I will make sure my partner send you an email, or I can make him call you back. He will eventually have to call you back.
That's fine. That, if he wants to talk with me,
yeah.
That's fine. And
yeah.
if it's just, you know, I'm open to conversations.
Yeah.
If he wants to talk with me, we can talk.
That's great. So that's your cell phone number, right?
This is my cell phone number, yeah.
That's cool. All right. I'll pass.
And it doesn't have to be today or next week. You know, he can call me just, you know, whenever.
Anytime. Anytime is reasonable.
During the work days is better for me.
Yeah, sure. From Monday to Friday.
Yeah.
All right. I'll make sure we give you a call back. All right. I got to go, Mr. Leos. It was very nice talking to you. You're a very smart guy, and I wish you success.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. And I wish
I'm
you
not that
day.
Smart.
No. You actually, I enjoyed the conversation with you. Yeah, I learned a lot, actually. All right.
Okay,
all right.
Very good.
All right.
Care,
thank
sir.
You, Mr. Leos. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.